Welcome to Next Level Christianity, a podcast designed to teach Christians biblical truth, help apply it to their daily lives, and gain true clarity of what it means to follow Jesus. Our churches and Christian communities are being influenced by cultural and worldly views, and few pastors are teaching on how to live a biblical life. My name is John Alkire, along with my beautiful wife, Carrie Ann. Please join us as we have important conversations where biblical truth and life application collide. We hope these episodes help equip and motivate you to take your Christian faith to the next level. So grab your Bible and join us in the conversation. Well, thank you for joining us this evening for episode number 2 on the Next Level podcast called A Prosperous Life. Thanks for joining us. If you have downloaded us off Facebook, Twitter, WordPress, Instagram, or the various podcast platforms that Anchor has kindly launched us into, which is Spotify that we're on now, we're on Pocket Casts, and we're on Stitcher. So if you're on one of those, thank you for joining us. We appreciate the support. You know, episode 1, our last episode, was jam-packed with information and some controversy as I unpacked the topic, the cost of Christianity, and asked the tough question, has our faith conformed to the patterns of this world? So if you missed it, you have to check it out. Click on episode number 1, and please let me know your thoughts. Okay, tonight, we're going to talk about a prosperous life, the meaning of God's promises of prosperity. We're going to go through the scriptures. We're going to show it to you. But here, first of all, we all want prosperous lives. We all want to get there. We may already feel like we've gotten there, or maybe some of you feel like you're never going to get there. But what does it really mean? As you sit here, what does prosperous mean to you? What does that life seem to you? How do you personally define it? Is it wealth, your dream job, a big house, nice cars, happiness, health, family? There have been some interesting findings and some statistical data that we'll walk through. But first, I want to do a little definition review of what the word prosperous means. And by definition, it means successful in material terms, flourishing or thriving financially. And there's a subset that says bringing wealth and success. So what does that look like in your life? Do you feel your life is prosperous? Do you feel like your life's successful? I found some studies that learned how Americans may identify these words or prosperity. The reality is that there's no way to define in a way that represents everybody, but let's see what the consensus says. In a 2018 study, they found that 67% who were surveyed felt like success and prosperity were based on, you guessed it, money, income, dollars. The second was a dream job that came in at 22%, and then falling low in the single digits were relationships and recognition. However, there are trends with the millennials that I found, which is very interesting, that happiness is making a surge when defining success and prosperity. So there is some hope. But with all that being said, what is our culture telling us what success and prosperity looks like? Because if you spend any time on social media, any time on ads, you will get a quick taste of success and prosperity in the world's eyes. You will see entrepreneurship, lavish homes, exotic cars, boats, vacation destinations, parties, bathing suits, bikinis. You will see video after video of people telling you how to be successful in business, how to be a prosperous person in life and make oodles of money. Quit that job and go start your own business. Make six digits. I'll show you how. The American dream, baby. And for the record, a study online showed a statistic that only 8.5% income earners in America make $100,000 or more. 91% of Americans make less. So does that mean only 8% of Americans are prosperous if we're chasing money? Does it mean that based on, it means that based on what the Americans are answering or identifying success? In 2018, the 1% income producer in America made $300,577 or more. So what are we chasing? And as a result of us chasing the American dream or financial income, or promises on visual marketing that we see on social media, that success is meaning gobloads of cash and cars and parties and white beach vacations, Americans are falling deeper depressions, losing hope, digging into debt, massive amounts of debt, taking massive risks, starting their own businesses because someone told them this was the result to prosperity. And as a result, we see suicide rates in the low and middle class income earners at 79%. We're seeing 1 in 3 entrepreneurs living in depression. Depression among this group higher than anybody in America. Suicide rate for this group skyrocketing. In fact, that suicide rate is the highest cause of death for ages 15 to 49. Why? Yes, mental health issues. We won't take that away. But I believe it's because the success they're chasing doesn't satisfy and isn't reality. There is a huge contrast to chasing prosperity by the world's standards and by God's standards. And if you're a Christian with us today, you have been chasing potentially the lies of how the world has defined success for you and prosperity. And you are chasing an American dream your neighbors are displaying, your friends, or your mom and dad, and how they defined it. Next level life comes when you turn our faith to the Bible and what God has to say about these subjects. When we stop conforming to the patterns of the world and be transformed by the renewing of our minds as Apostle Paul teaches us in Scripture. God and our biblical Hall of Fame forefathers lived out and taught us how to live prosperous lives. God promises us a life of prosperity and success. However, I'm warning you now, it is not even close to what the world is promising you today. So tonight, my hope is you make a choice. You choose the next level by choosing God's way and letting go of the stresses, anxiety, and depression of the world's way. So I am super excited to dig into these scriptures with you and see what it says. So grab your Bibles if you have one. Google on your phone if you don't. Get on there. Let's pull up these verses. Let's follow along. God promises prosperity to us many times through many books, through many of his chosen people, and we are no different. We, if we believe and trust him. If you are on and do not have faith or don't know God, my hope tonight is you will follow along, and in the end, you'll realize life without him is bleak, and that there is great hope with an abundant life through him, and that you will choose the next level life by inviting his son Jesus into your life, that you will pick up your cross and follow him and obey his commands and read and learn from the timeless life manual we are in right now called the Bible. Okay, open up that life manual, if you will, to Deuteronomy chapter 28. We're just going to bounce around if you don't mind. And let me set this up real quick. Moses was one of the most influential leaders among Israel, and that's who we're going to hear from in this. A man who was raised by Pharaoh's daughter and had a life of wealth and power and lots of fun and what the world would describe, as I mentioned, what prosperity looks like. He had it in front of him with the Pharaoh household. But he chose God and he went on and he ended up being a leader, an instrumental leader of our time, Israel's top dog, God's. Led God's people out of Egypt to the promised land. So in this book that we're reading, Moses does a series of addresses to his people about all the things that God had done for them, provided for them, providing them food and strength and success and victory. And he also explained the way God wants his people to live. So he was very direct with his addresses, and we're going to dig into there. So grab chapter 28, Deuteronomy, and let's look at what he says about prosperity in verses 9 through 11. Let's start with 9. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath. If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. So quick takeaway, keep his commands and walk in his ways, and what? The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity. Pretty simple, right? Pretty simple instruction from Moses. Let's just jump over to chapter 30. Just going to bounce around. We're going to move a couple pages. We're going to go 30 verses 8 through 10. Let's start with 8. You will again obey the Lord and follow all his commands I'm giving you today. Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all of the work of your hands and the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, the crops of your land. There we go. And then the Lord, let's keep on. Let's go on with that. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he delighted in your fathers. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commands and decrees that are written in this book of the law, turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Follow his commands, and the Lord will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands. This chapter's theme, what Moses is telling us, is there is prosperity when we fully turn to the Lord. We talk about this in episode 1. We talk about being half-hearted or lukewarm Christians. God won't bless us if we're half-hearted. You will not receive his promises of success and prosperity by not following his commands. You follow what is written in this book, right? The scriptures, that's the book we're into right now. In the time, they didn't have much there, right? But we have 66 books, I believe, that we have of the law that is written that we can read and learn and know. So he's giving them that, you know, if we do these things, right, we will be most prosperous. And so those are promises that Moses is giving us people as well. And if we jump to 15, so jump down to verse 15, see, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love your Lord your God, to walk, remember we heard that before, to walk in his ways and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live in increase. Who doesn't want to live in increase? And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. Right? What does he say in there? Love your Lord, walk in his ways, keep his commands, and you will live in increase, right? How exciting. The Lord will bless you in the land you're entering to possess. Let's stop here for this for just a quick second. And I ask this question. What is the land you are trying to enter to possess? Think about that for a minute. Is there a land you're trying to enter to possess in your life? What does that look like for you? Is that a new job? Is it your faith? Is it getting married? Retirement? Maybe you're nowhere near your promised land, but God wants you to take, but God wants to take you there. Think about that. Check it out. But when your heart turns away and you are not obedient and drawn to bow down to other gods, as he says, as we move on in scripture in 17, he says, I declare to this day that you will be destroyed. But when your heart turns away and you are not obedient, right, is what he says, and you bow down to other gods, what are other gods for us? It's money, could be alcohol, could be ourselves, could be work, right? He says, I declare to this day that you will be destroyed. Jesus said, when we talked about in episode 1 in Revelations, Jesus said, I will spit you out of my mouth because you are lukewarm. We want all of you. We want all of your of yourself to follow us. So let's move to 31. You're seeing the patterns here, I hope. Let's look at chapter 31, 6 through 8. Moses is now, real quick, is transferring power to Joshua because he's about to die. And he's given his addresses and he's going to turn the leadership over to Joshua. And so he's giving Joshua some instruction. So listen to what he tells him. He says, then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in his presence of Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with his people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers to give them. And you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. What do we hear there? Be strong and courageous. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Wow. How many times do we get discouraged in life? And he's saying, don't, man. You got God. God tells us not to be discouraged and not be terrified, to not be afraid, and be strong and courageous. They say that don't be afraid is listed in the Bible 365 times. I think Rick Warren told us that. Each day of the year, there is hope. He's making it very clear when God repeats himself over and over and over and over on things, he's making a point. Do not be afraid, people. God is with us and won't leave or forsake us. What a great promise. Okay, let's move to Joshua, if you don't mind. We're going to go to Joshua 1, okay? Joshua 1, 6 through 9. Now God is actually, the Lord is speaking directly to Joshua, okay, in his promises. He says, "What? Look at this. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and courageous." Actually, be strong and very courageous. "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it from the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Well, one thing I got out of that, hopefully you did too, is he says, be strong and courageous three times in that paragraph. Again, I can only tell you, when God repeats himself, he's serious. And he's not just talking to Joshua, he's talking to us. What else does he say? Constantly study and read God's word. Obey the laws, obey the commands. Study the Bible, the book of the law. Don't let it depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you'll be careful to do everything written in it. That is what we're called to do as Christians. If we do those three things he lays out in this paragraph, then we'll be prosperous and successful. Then he says again, be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That was from God to Joshua, okay? Pretty exciting, right? Hopefully you're following with me. Let's go to Kings, and we're going to hear from David to Solomon. So we're going to jump over to 1 Kings chapter 2. Verses 2 through 4. Okay? David's charge to Solomon now. Some more Hall of Famers. "I'm about to go the way of all the earth," he said. He's going to die. David's going to die, just like Moses left to Joshua. "So be strong once again and show yourself a man and observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in his ways and keep his decrees and commands, his laws and requirements as written in the law of Moses, so you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go, and that the Lord may keep his promise to me. If your descendants watch how they live, and if they walk faithfully before me with all their heart and soul, you will never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel." So once again, here we go. We hear in Kings, David to Solomon, what is he saying? Be strong, son. Walk in his ways, keep his commands, so you will prosper in all you do and wherever you go. It's pretty exciting. And then Solomon later in Proverbs, you know, the wisdom from Solomon you've heard. He says in, real quick, if you want to look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, he says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life for many years and bring you prosperity." Again, keeping commands, prolong your life. Who doesn't want that and bring you prosperity? These are promises, right? Next level faith in life requires us to commit fully to God. And if you didn't hear from these verses, it's to trust him with everything we have. Because in the end, it's all of his. God owns it all. Our salvation, our careers, our finances, our marriages, our families, our decisions, all of it. We cannot receive his promises and blessings if we are not committed. This is what Moses was telling his people. They had seen God do amazing things for them and through them. He wants to do amazing things for us and through us, but we need to trust him. The Bible tells us if we give the Lord our plans, he will guide our steps. Have you given God your plans? Not your complaints, not excuses. Your plans for prosperity, whatever they might be. As long as we understand that God promised to give us what we need, and he does not promise to give us what we greed, because the world is all about greed, we are sold lies about what defines success and prosperity, folks. Through these scriptures, you heard, as we read tonight, God promises his people prosperity, and we experience it when we do the following. So out of those verses, what did we take away at the end of the day? What's the takeaway? Here are the takeaways. Number one, a prosperous life is found when we follow his commands and walk in his ways. Those commands are found in the Ten Commandments. Jesus gave us the two greatest commandments, what wrapped up all Ten Commandments in those two, but follow his commands and walk in his ways. We talked about in episode one, in order to be with Jesus, to be have a relationship with him, we need to walk in his ways. You've heard that before. So number one, follow his commands and walk in his ways. Number two, read and study the Bible. That's what we're reading out of. This is where the promises are coming from. This is where the info is coming from. It's our manual for life. Read and study the Bible is what we took out of those scriptures as a constant theme. And number three, be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified and don't be discouraged. We commit to these three promises. He says he will not leave us. He will not forsake us. You will be prosperous and successful in all you do and wherever you go. Take these, meditate on it, think about it, apply it to your life. Thanks for spending time with us here, and I hope this brought some value. Take these three promises and commit to the daily, weekly life. Put them up as reminders on your computer, at your desk, in your mirror, in your bathroom. If you aren't right with God, folks, if you're not right with God tonight, repent. Seek him tonight. Ask him to renew your heart and mind. Commit everything to him. If you have been chasing the world's standards for prosperity, stop. No more. Let it go. Let God, the one who made you, who loves you, reveal it to you. Follow his commands, number one, and walk in his ways. Number two, read and study the Bible. And number three, be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified and don't be discouraged. And his promises that he will be with us wherever we go. How's that? Sound good? Okay. Father God, I just pray tonight that, again, as the world just tries to show us a different viewpoint of what it is to be prosperous and successful, and God, it's all materialistic things, it's all financial, and there's nothing wrong with money, God. We work to take care of our families. We work to supply and make things happen in our homes for our financial future. We get money so that we can give to charities, to give to the church, give back to you. There is nothing wrong with money, God, but we can't serve two masters. We serve one master, and that is you, God, at the throne. That is ultimately you, and you will bless our lives. You will give us abundant lives, and we need to trust you. And I just pray that as we talk through this podcast, the words and scriptures that came out, the message that you provided is that you gave us the blueprint for prosperity, a life of prosperity, a prosperous life is following your ways, following your commands, keeping those, Lord. It is reading and studying the Bible. We don't do that enough. We don't know what's in it because we're not reading it, God. And I just pray that we as Christians, we next level life, we get in the Bible, we learn so that we can grow and we know what it says and we can follow them. And then be strong and courageous. So often we don't want to be strong and courageous. So often we're discouraged and terrified, God. And we just pray that you give us those three strong points in our life that can just, if we just focus our energy on you and on those, we know that we have a life of prosperity. We have a prosperous life ahead of us that you've promised. And so God, I just pray for that as we move on. And I pray for my listeners to seek you, who, if they're not right with you, God, if they're not following you today, they don't have a relationship, God, I pray that they reach out to you and seek you, and that they can find you, and that they can ask you to transform their life and take over their life and take their life and their faith to the next level. We pray in your holy name, Jesus, amen. Okay, so join us for episode number 3, where I have a very special guest with me to discuss attributes and a living example of a godly woman described in 1 Peter chapter 3. If you're a married couple or soon to be married, you don't want to miss the episode, so join us. It'll be up. We'll let you know. Thanks for joining us tonight. Have a great week, everyone.